Lesson 26. Why do evil and suffering exist? Why? Is a natural question for a person to ask when tragedy strikes. How happy we are that the Bible offers clear answers to that question. Point 1. How did Satan introduce evil into the world? Satan the devil rebelled against God. Satan wanted to rule over others, so he influenced the first humans, Adam and Eve, to join him in his rebellion. Satan did this by telling Eve a lie. He made her think that Jehovah was wrongly withholding something good from her. He implied that humans would be happier if they did not obey God. Satan told the first lie by telling Eve that she would not die. Thus, at John 8:44, the Bible calls Satan a liar and the father of the lie. Point 2. What did Adam and Eve choose to do? Jehovah was very generous to Adam and Eve. He said they could eat from every tree in the Garden of Eden except one. But they decided to eat the fruit of that tree anyway. According to Genesis 3:6, Eve began taking of its fruit and eating it. Later, Adam began eating it. They both disobeyed God. Because Adam and Eve were perfect, it was natural for them to do what is right. But by willfully disobeying God, they sinned and rejected His rulership. That decision caused them great suffering. Point 3. How has Adam and Eve's decision affected us? When Adam and Eve sinned, they became imperfect, and they thus passed on imperfection to all of their descendants. Regarding Adam, at Romans 5:12, the Bible says, "Through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men." We suffer for a variety of reasons. Sometimes we suffer because of bad decisions we make. Sometimes we suffer because of other people's bad decisions. Sometimes we suffer because we are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, "I have seen something further under the sun, that the swift do not always win the race, nor do the mighty win the battle, nor do the wise always have the food, nor do the intelligent always have the riches, nor do those with knowledge always have success, because time and unexpected events overtake them all."
Dig deeper. Consider why God is not responsible for the evil and suffering in the world today, and how He feels when we suffer. Point 4. The one who is responsible for our suffering. Many people believe that God controls the whole world. Is that true? Listen to the audio for the video, "Who Controls the World?" To find all media for Lesson 26, go to the publication Enjoy Life Forever on jw.org.
People think the Bible says that God controls the world. But how could that be? This world is out of control. It's full of pain and suffering, sickness and death, poverty and disaster. How could a loving God be responsible for all of this? What the Bible says may surprise you. It says, the evil one controls the whole world. In other words, there's an evil power behind the world's problems. Someone who is pulling the strings behind the scenes. That's why, no matter how hard we try, humans just cannot solve the world's problems. The good news is, the Bible says things will not always be like this. It tells us why we're in this situation, how God will fix it, and how we can deal with it in the meantime.
James 1:13 says, "When under trial, let no one say, 'I am being tried by God.' For with evil things, God cannot be tried, nor does He Himself try anyone." 1 John 5:19 says, "We know that we originate with God, but the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one." Is God responsible for suffering and evil? Point 5. Consider the results of Satan's rulership. Listen to the audio for the video, "Why Does God Allow Suffering?" excerpt.
Why does God allow suffering? Jehovah God didn't intend for humans to suffer. On the contrary, He gave the first human couple a wonderful start. But Satan, a rebel angel, called God a liar and influenced the first humans to reject God's authority. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they chose to follow Satan. They rebelled against Jehovah and decided for themselves what was right and wrong. Was Satan correct? Could humans rule themselves successfully without help from God? Time would be needed to settle the crucial issues raised by the rebels. To illustrate, a rebellious student claims that the teacher's method of instruction is wrong. He insists that he knows a much better way. Some students think that he is right, and they also become rebellious. What should the teacher do? He has the authority to reprimand the rebellious students, but what effect would that choice have on the other students? They may lose respect for the teacher, thinking that he is afraid of being proved wrong. But suppose the teacher allows the student to show the class his method. Then it would be proved to all present who is qualified to teach. Jehovah has done something similar to what the teacher does. When Satan challenged Jehovah, millions of angels were watching. How Jehovah handled the rebellion would greatly affect all those angels, and eventually all intelligent creation. Knowing this, Jehovah allowed Satan to rule this world for a time. Satan's rule has caused untold pain and suffering. However, once Jehovah's right and ability to rule is established beyond any doubt, Jehovah will undo all the damage caused by Satan's rebellion. At that time, only people who choose to follow God's standards will inhabit the earth.
Genesis 3:1-6 says, "Now the serpent was the most cautious of all the wild animals of the field that Jehovah God had made. So it said to the woman, 'Did God really say that you must not eat from every tree of the garden?' At this, the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God has said about the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, you must not eat from it. No, you must not touch it, otherwise you will die.' At this, the serpent said to the woman, 'You certainly will not die. For God knows that in the very day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and bad.' Consequently, the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was something desirable to the eyes. Yes, the tree was pleasing to look at. So she began taking of its fruit and eating it. Afterward, she also gave some to her husband when he was with her, and he began eating it." What lie did Satan tell? See verses 4 and 5. How did Satan imply that Jehovah was holding back something good from humans? According to Satan, do humans need to have Jehovah as their ruler in order to be happy? Ecclesiastes 8:9 says, "All of this I have seen, and I applied my heart to every work that has been done under the sun during the time that man has dominated man to his harm." Without Jehovah as the ruler of this world, What has happened? The picture caption reads, Adam and Eve were perfect and lived in paradise, but they listened to Satan and rebelled against Jehovah. After the rebellion, the world became filled with sin, suffering, and death. Jehovah will end sin, suffering, and death. Once again, humans will be perfect and live in paradise. Point 6. Jehovah cares about our suffering. Is God indifferent to our suffering? Consider what King David and the Apostle Peter wrote. Psalm 31:7 says, I will rejoice greatly in your loyal love, for you have seen my affliction. You are aware of my deep distress. 1 Peter 5:7 says, While you throw all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. How does it make you feel to know that Jehovah notices and cares about our suffering? Point 7. God will end all human suffering. Isaiah 65:17 says, For look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be called to mind, nor will they come up into the heart. Revelation 21:3 and 4 says, With that I heard a loud voice from the throne say, Look, the tent of God is with mankind, and he will reside with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Why is it comforting to know that Jehovah will undo the effects of all the bad things that humans have experienced? Did you know? When Satan told the first lie, he slandered Jehovah. That is, he damaged Jehovah's reputation as a fair and loving ruler. When Jehovah undoes human suffering in the near future, he will vindicate himself. In other words, he will prove that his rulership really is the best. The vindication of Jehovah's name is a matter of the highest importance in the universe. Some people say,
Suffering is part of God's purpose for us.
What would you say?
Summary. Satan, the devil, and the first two humans are mainly responsible for the evil in the world. Jehovah cares deeply about our suffering, and he will soon undo it. Review. What lie did Satan, the devil, tell Eve? How has Adam and Eve's rebellion affected all of us? How do we know that Jehovah cares about our suffering? Goal. Tell someone why God is not responsible for the evil we see around us. Set other goals.
Explore. Learn the Bible's definition of sin. Read the web article, What is Sin? Read more about the issue that Satan the devil raised in the Garden of Eden. Read, Why Does God Allow Suffering? In the Watchtower, January 1, 2014. Examine comforting answers to a difficult question. Read the web article, Why Did the Holocaust Happen? Why Didn't God Stop It? See what one man learned about the suffering he saw around him.
I began to view Jehovah as my father because he helped me to find real relief from my pain, to have peace, a tranquility that makes you feel accepted, loved, and wanted.
Watch the video, I'm Not on My Own Anymore. End of Lesson 26.